Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 238.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 238. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here. What to say? I've been working hard. I feel pretty tired. If you watch the video of the podcast, a large beard going right now. It's not for No Shave November. It's just... honestly, I've been hermiting myself to finish up all of the playbooks that we're going to be releasing on Black Friday of this year in a couple weeks, and 11 of them to be exact, with more to come in the future, about one being released every other week or so, probably two per month. And again, these playbooks are compact. These are courses. They're called playbooks. They're courses. But the reason I'm calling them playbooks is because of the organized, systematic, compact fashion that they're designed in. So what I mean by that is that they're designed to give you essentially the rundown, right? The playbook on these particular categories. So for example, solo piano, it's designed to give you and like maximize your information and knowledge around solo piano so that you essentially understand all the components, the essentials, the plays, right? For what needs to happen in order to achieve a high level of solo piano success. Same goes for the other categories I've created playbooks for. The blues. What goes into making the blues sound amazing? Now, these playbooks, again, are compacted to give you a dense amount of information in, you know, this particular playbook. Now, obviously, there's rabbit holes in the playbook. So, for example, you can go down, you know, much farther in solo piano to really discover a lot of different things which are found in Jazz Piano School. But if you, when you move through the playbooks, essentially the benefits that you're going to get out of this is a really broad understanding of exactly what you need to do to successfully create the atmosphere you're looking for in any one of these categories, meaning the blues, solo piano, comping, improvisation, rhythm, ballads, styles, right? And a lot of times we just don't know what we don't know. We just need to know. Like, we don't know what we don't know. And I found this a lot in when I was playing jazz piano. There was just so much I just didn't know. And like, I wanted to know the information, but like, no one really ever showed me the full playbook. They didn't show me the path. Like, they didn't say like, okay, these are going to be your next steps for like the next 6 months or so, or the next 3 months, right? Or the next year. There was just like every lesson I took, it felt like an abyss of just information that I really didn't know like how it ever connected. I could never see the dots. I could never see the path, you know? I could never see the summit. I could never see the top of the mountain. It was literally like kind of just doing a lot of work, but in fog, you know? Like, I could see my next three steps in front of me, but like beyond that, I couldn't see crap, right? But like, here we are climbing a mountain. Can you imagine climbing a mountain and not knowing where the top was? That's what it felt like. I might sneeze here in a second. Oh, excuse me. It's very rare you get a sneeze in a podcast, but whoever's listening to this, you're a lucky few that's encountered the sneeze. I don't really edit those out because I think it's pretty funny, actually. Anyway, so if you are walking through Fog, you know, or climbing a mountain in fog. Can you imagine? Like, you have no idea how many more steps you need to take. You have no idea how much further you need to go. You have no idea how much harder it might be. That's the exact purpose of these playbooks, to like show you the path, to show you the plays you need to get and reach a high level of success with each one of these categories. Now, the great thing about the playbooks too is that they're designed to be combined, meaning for your voicings. Let's say you go through the voicings playbook. Obviously, adding extensions and colors into your voicings is an integral part of creating voicings, but that's not what the playbook is about. It's not meant to teach you all the colors. It's not meant to teach you all the extensions. It's meant to teach you voicing structure. So you would need to go to the colors and extensions playbook to learn about colors and extensions, and then also combine that with the voicings playbook, and those two combined are a powerhouse, right? Because you know your colors and extensions, and then you know your voicings and structures. So all that needs to happen is just like a boof, like a combination of both playbooks. Same for solo piano. Let's say you're at a level where you're playing solo piano pretty well, or ballads maybe, but you just really don't have that many colors and extensions happening. Bam, you go to the colors and extensions playbook, right? And vice versa. Like, everyone has different skill sets. They have different levels, different strengths, different weaknesses. Maybe someone's great at improvisation, but they can't play solo piano at all. They don't know how to voice the melody. Well, in that case, you would probably need the voicings playbook and the solo piano playbook, but you probably wouldn't need the colors and extensions playbook because you have that down, right? Or, you know, same thing for comping, improvisation, styles. You know, maybe you just need more types of styles and approaches in your playing to just kind of spice things up. Anyway, you get the picture. So the playbooks aren't meant, you know, to give you, you know, everything you need. Certainly, they give you a lot. And again, these are courses. Like, these are 5 to 10 lesson courses with 2 videos in each step, meaning you're getting about 10 to 20 videos. There's a learn video and a practice video for every single step, with the education that I teach you, and then I teach you specifically how to work on it and practice it. And so all this education is to give you like the plan, the playbook to really, really fast and efficiently go through these steps. They're the most important steps that you need to be successful in any of these categories. So needless to say, I've been working really, really hard on them. It's coming down to crunch time. We only got a couple weeks left. I only have 4 more to film. But one of the ones I filmed today was the solo piano, was a couple videos from the solo piano playbook. And the education is tweaked a little bit, not tweaked, I should say, but you know, I found some new things coming out in this particular education that I've previously taught. And I really wanted to share that with everyone today on the podcast, because I think it's going to be really, really helpful. And I personally really found myself enjoying the structure and organization of my education in this particular step, because I found it very clear, and it was a very systematic process for people to understand and follow to get good at kind of solo piano playing, and specifically for ballads. Actually, this will be specifically for ballads, because solo piano is broken up into a lot of different categories. Obviously, you got solo piano ballad playing, you got stride, you got so many different categories within solo piano, right? And here's another great example of playing solo piano and needing more styles. Like, maybe you can play solo piano in one way, but maybe you need more styles. Maybe you want to learn stride. Maybe you want to learn broken stride. Maybe you want to learn walking bass. There's so many different ways to play solo piano. So in that instance, you would combine the styles playbook with the solo piano playbook, and you would get all those things, right? But you can't expect to get everything with one bit of information. You really need to separate your goals and understand how the playbooks work together to get you what you want, right? And that's the big thing about students. They think like they can just kind of compile everything into like one thing. It just really doesn't work that like that. And I found myself trying to do that a lot when I realized if I separated my goals into kind of micro goals and really worked at things separately, but hard, like, well, like, instead of just kind of dabbling in, like, you know, colors and extensions or solo piano, I really went deep with every single micro goal that I wanted. I mastered those topics and I was able to make much better progress and play much better than if I just kind of touched on certain areas. Like a lot of students just touch on certain areas. They'll touch on ballad playing. They'll touch on improv. They'll touch on voicings. No, that's not how you're going to get better. That's how you're going to kind of just sound like you have holes, like sporadic, like you're kind of just decent at everything. You really need to kind of go deep with each topic and then start to combine them together. So anyway, this is going to be a solo piano kind of ballad system, and it does work for medium swing tunes as well in a lot of different ways, but this is primarily going to be, I'm going to be teaching it to you very slow. Now, the Black Friday offer with the release of these playbooks is going to be quite amazing. And I highly recommend you go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2021 to get on our Black Friday detailed email list, meaning you're going to get info about all of the, you're going to get all the info about the release of the playbooks, and specifically the playbooks are released with our Black Friday offer, meaning when you get the Black Friday offer, you'll get all the playbooks as well. So it's kind of just like a combination offer. We only do this offer for Jazz Piano School once a year, and it's every Black Friday, and we never ever do it again throughout the year. And so if you've been thinking about getting into this, it's a great offer to get you started for the new year, to really propel your goals towards music, towards Jazz Piano School, to playing for your friends, playing better for yourself, and just really taking up like a great hobby that's going to serve you for the rest of your life. I mean, it's about so much more than just like actually practicing scales and things like that and, you know, learning jazz chords. It's really about a lifestyle. Like having the knowledge and the craft to be able to sit down and make music is just an amazing thing. I was actually walking through Sac State University yesterday, and I was playing with the vocal jazz group, and I'm accompanying them, and I was just hearing all sorts of bands, the orchestra band, I was hearing a jazz combo, and I was like, man, music, I've just been around music for so my entire life because I loved music and I got into music early, and like being around music and other fellow musicians, it's a whole other world. And it's just, I felt really just grateful to be in music because like, it's so fun. Like how many people get to make music as their living? And I know a lot of you aren't doing it as a living, but when you come home from your 9-to-5, your day job, or maybe you're retired, right? And you're doing yard work or you're picking up. I know how the lifestyle goes. I have the same thing. You know, I work from home and we're doing chores. We're cleaning up the house. We got to eat breakfast. We got to pick up the dry cleaning, you know, drop the kids off. I don't have any kids, but I imagine. And then you get like an hour or two to yourself, and it's incredible, right? You get that hour or two to make music and work on like gorgeous music, and it's just such a great feeling in your day to be able to have that outlet, that release, that really kind of inspires you and motivates you. And it's actually great to have an ongoing thing. You know, so many people want things to end. Like we want to renovate the kitchen, we want it to be over with, right? Or like we want to be able to run a 5K, so we train and it's over. But in actuality, like a lot of students, they're like discouraged because it seems like it's never ending, but there's beauty in that. There's beauty in having something to work on at all times. Like I will always be working on music. I will always be playing music and exploring different areas of music. And I think that's amazing because when you have those things to work on in a consistent fashion and a daily routine, it really brings a certain type of schedule and joy to your life because you're seeing progress and you're really dedicating yourself to this particular form of, you know, I wouldn't say meditation, but it's a lifelong pursuit that really delivers a lot of joy and happiness to you. Whereas if you don't have things to work on, you're almost purposeless. You know, you don't really feel like you have a purpose, but music gives you a purpose. You can excel. You can always get better, right? And it's like health, you know, health and fitness. You can always really improve your health and fitness in so many different ways. Stretching, you know, cardio, strength, activities like running, jogging, hiking. It's an amazing thing. And to have the ability to work on that every day, it's actually a gift, you know? Wow. I just went real far off the path there. Anyway, Go to jazzpianoschool.com /Black Friday 2021. Get on the list if you're interested in that. If you're a member listening, you don't have to worry about that at all. The playbooks will be released to you. If you're a monthly member, check out the offer we'll have at Black Friday. You'll get an email about that too, because we'll it will help you upgrade your I'm kind of blanking. It will help you upgrade your access level in a lot of different ways, and it will kind of serve you in the future. And I know a lot of the monthly members are going to be super happy about that. So with that being said, let's dive into this lesson. And again, it's going to be super straightforward, super to the point. So let's get started. Here we go. So the very first thing, when you're playing solo piano in a slow manner, and this is going to work, again, like I said, for medium swing tunes as well, but for fast tunes, it doesn't really work like that. The first way that beginners usually do this is by doing this. Sorry, I have my volume down a little bit. Right? So they play root position chords here. And this tune is called The Very Thought of You. And that's how the ballad would go. So essentially root position chords, melody. So for beginners, that's essentially going to be your first step, your very first step, right? It's just playing those root position chords with the melody. Okay, that's very clear. It's very simple to understand. And the greatest thing about this particular system or this playbook, you know, kind of being derived from the solo piano playbook within Jazz Piano School, which we're releasing, is that here's the next step. All right, so the next step is essentially to take the shells, the third and seven, from our root position chords and place them underneath the melody. Just like this. So now, instead of doing this, right, a little muddy kind of texture, we have a brighter, more beautiful texture. Right, so now we have shells underneath the melody, seven, three, and the melody on top. Now, when there's no melody being played in any tune, right, doesn't matter, ballad, medium swing, fast swing, you're just going to play the shells with the bass notes in your left hand. So bass notes in your left hand, shells in your right hand. So all I did was just play the shells, right? So I went D flat major 7, 3 and 7, C minor 7, E flat sus, right, 4 and 7. Then we move to our next melody, our next phrase, I should say. Now, in this particular case, this is a great example. When the melody note is a shell, meaning the melody note here is actually the sixth of a chord. So an A-flat six chord, right, would have 3 and 6 in it. You don't need to double the melody here, although you can. So you can play the melody like this. Right, so you have 3 and 6, or you could make it a little thicker, a little bit more lush, and double, like place your shell here and think of this as the melody. Right, that also sounds great. You can roll it a little bit, add some texture. And then again, there's a lot of space in this tune, The Very Thought of You. So you just have these shells, and then you continue on. 3-6 melody. Sorry, that note. 3 melody, 7, right? Okay, melody here. 3. Okay, this is A flat over C. So the shells of a triad are essentially just 3 and 5. So I have the 5 here, the melody, and the 3 is in the bass, so that's all I need. Here I have my shells, melody on top. So this particular system, when you have melody and shells below your melody, is going to be your next step in the playbook to essentially creating a really, really amazing sound for solo piano. And it's a great system. I still play a lot like this, right? Just shells with melody on top. Now, if you can't do that, that's going to be your goal. That's going to be your goal if this is your particular route that you're going down. If you want to create you know, kind of meet, and even if this was swung. Right? It's still this, I'm still using the system, but in a medium swing kind of swing fashion. Sorry. Right? You can still use this system for medium swing tunes, ballads, all the way up to medium swing tunes, and it's going to sound great. Right? So a lot of people, a lot of you, the listeners out here might be more advanced than that. And I would clearly expect that too, listening. So how do we take this to the next level? So what we're going to do is we're going to split up the shells now. The next step is to split the shells between two hands. So instead of playing both shells in our right hand, we're going to split them. We're going to split them. So our left hand's going to take a shell, our right hand's going to take a shell. Now the reason this is an important step is because when you split the shells, what's going to happen is it's going to allow your fingers to have more opportunities to play colors and chord tones, which we're going to do in the next step. All right? Just like this. Right? So you need to be able to work through the whole tune, and there's three left-hand components you're going to need. 1-7, 1-3, and 1-10. And I'm going to show you how those work right now. So here's 1-7. So my left hand takes one of the shells. The remaining shell that my left hand is not playing, my right hand's gonna take. Right? Now moving to the next chord, I don't wanna have to jump all the time. 1-7, right? I wanna be able to voice lead. And the way we're gonna do that is by going from 1-7 to 1-3. That's why we need 1-3 available. Now 1-3, my left hand's playing the third. My right hand obviously has to play the 7 here. 7. Right? Okay, then I'll just continue on. Now, 1-10 is an option, right? Because maybe I want to spread out the voicing. I'm going to show you that in a second, but I can do it here. I can play 1-4-7. Now, if you can't reach this, I can't. I just jump, just like this. And later on in the melody, when we get up to here, over this B-flat minor 7 chord, I'm going to use 1-10 and 7 here. Now, the reason for this, again, is if I were to use 1-7 here, right, I can reach this, but there may be certain instances where I can't. Like if I play an F minor 7, and I have 1-7 here, and I play 3 here, what if the melody is a C? I'm not going to be able to reach that C, so we need a different structure to help me reach high melody notes. I can use 1-10, 7, melody. Just got it, right? That's why structure 3 is so important. 1-10 is very important because it allows us to reach high melody notes and grab both of our shells. But in this case here, I'm going to use this structure for that high melody note in the very thought of you. It goes up very high, right? Just like that. So we have three left-hand components we're going to use, 1-7, 1-3, and 1-10. Now your main goal here is to be able to go through the entire tune by splitting the shells using those components through the entire tune with the melody. Now again, when there's no melody, you're still splitting the shells, right? So I'm gonna, again, the melody here is a shell, but I'm still gonna split them. Again, here. Split. So I have 1-6-3. Split. 1-7-3. Split. 1-7-3. Split. So again, here, actually, because this is only a triad, we don't really need the left hand because we're just playing a triad over top of the C. And then here, right? Split. 1-7-3. Split. Split. So your goal now is to be able to split the shells between both hands with the melody. That's your next step. We went from shells underneath the melody in your right hand to shells split. That's the next progression. Now, the final progression that I'm going to teach you right now before I let you go is more of an intermediate to advanced level strategy, because at this point, if you can do what I just taught you, Now we have free reign, free will to add any chord tones or colors or extensions into our chord that we want. So now this is where the fun starts to happen. This is where the magic starts to happen. Right? So I'm adding chord tones and colors. I'll slow this down a little bit. Get at sharp 11 there. So what's happening here is I'm simply taking the system that I just taught you and adding chord tones and colors to it. And by colors, I mean extensions. So here, I'm at, here's our bare bones, 1, 7, 3. I'm adding 1, 9 to this. I could add 13 here. Here's with colors and chord tones. Here's stripped to the system I just taught you. That's the previous step. Here's the next step. Filling out the chord. Now again, on the next chords, there's no melody, so I can fill these however I want. 1, 3, 7, and then fill. So I'm adding 11, 5, 9, 3. These are all spontaneous choices. They're all spontaneous choices by me that I'm making to fill in those colors and chord tones, right? Here's my sus. So this is going to be the next step. And again, if we get more into the tune here, I'm filling a lot. And then I could do this. So I have 1, 10. I'm playing 1, 7, 10 actually. Let me switch this up so that 1, 10, right? Here's our basic system. 1, 10, 7. And melody. And what I added here was this. I think I did that. Actually, I don't remember now. Oh, this. 1, 10, 11, 5. This was the basic. And then 9. Right? So that was a spontaneous choice to add the 11, add the 5. Add the 9, and the melody was the doubled 11 on top. So that's the final intermediate to advanced step, is choosing colors and chord tones to add into that previous step that we just worked on, right? And when you start to really nail and master a lot of these steps isolated in a controlled environment so that you really can operate them and execute them, then when you go to start adding colors and extensions, it's going to be so easy for you to create amazing, amazing sounds. But as long as you follow that step-by-step process I just laid out today. And again, a lot of this stuff can work for faster tunes as well. But obviously, when the speed increases, your recognition, your spontaneous choice and ability to pick out these things has to increase as well. Hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2021 to get on our Black Friday detail email list and info, which will give you the option to get our Black Friday offer coming in a couple weeks. Thank you so much. Obviously, check out all the amazing free education we have on jazzpianoschool.com. Hope you have an amazing day. And as always, happy practicing.